When Haynes School students start classes next week, they're going to see a lot of new faces. There are 10 new full-time teachers and administrators this year. Longtime employees say that's the highest turnover that's happened in decades at the school, which has about 30 staff. 7 of the new educators are taking over already existing jobs, 2 are filling newly created positions, and 1 is the new interim superintendent.
It's very exciting to be in my classroom, and especially now that it's all starting to come together, I can't wait to get some more things on the walls and make it really feel like my classes, you know, not just mine, but also my students' classroom.
Tracy Wyrick is Haynes School's new fourth grade teacher. She's taking over for Patty Brown, who is moving to a newly created elementary math and science teaching job at the school. Wyrick taught sixth grade in Montana. She moved to Haynes in 2012 after coming here on a bike tour with her sister. Wyrick says there's a lot to look forward to.
I'm really excited about our new math curriculum. And it's great because it teaches kids more math sense than algorithms. So it's really like a great hands-on visual math. And I think it'll really improve students' math skills.
The other new elementary teacher is Sue Ackerman. She's taught preschool in Sitka, Thailand, and Washington. Now she'll teach a class of about 20 kindergartners.
Coming from a preschool background, I really like to incorporate play, really like to incorporate individualization, and really being kind of just mindful.
Ackerman says she wants to bring community members into her teaching.
You know, everyone in town kind of has like these special hidden talents that it'll be great to kind of harvest.
If a student from Ackerman's or Wyrick's class needs extra help with reading, they'll probably spend some time with Janice Byerly. She's the new Title I teacher.
Reading is the basis for all other learning, so you've got to learn to read. To me, it's the most important subject to learn.
Byerly came to Haynes from the 200-person North Slope town of Atkasuk, where she taught kindergarten and first grade. A couple of the new staff members are coming to Haynes from jobs at American schools in the Middle East.
My travels abroad have made me realize how much people love music everywhere.
Jason Messino is the 5th through 12th grade music teacher. Most recently, Messino was in Egypt. He's also taught in Malaysia, China, Thailand, and a little closer to Haynes in Klawak.
Music is my greatest passion, and what I like the most is sharing that passion and seeing how excited kids get about everything from listening to music to making music.
The other new staff member who traveled from the Middle East to Haynes is Kim Cunningham.
Great experience for us, great experience for the kids, but right now we needed a little bit more stability and stay in one place for a while.
Cunningham worked in Kuwait and Abu Dhabi for the last 4 years. Now she's director of student support services at Haynes School. That's a new position that was created by former Superintendent Ginger Jewell.
My job duties encompass all special education, title programs, federal programs, migrant Title I, Indian education, things like that. District testing coordinator.
Before Cunningham's job was created, a mix of staff oversaw those duties, including the superintendent and school counselor. The other newly formed position this year is...
I'm the Innovation Coordinator and Technology Integration Specialist.
That's Sarah Haddad. She will be working with teachers to incorporate iPads, laptops, and smart boards into classrooms. Last year, the Haynes School Board approved one-to-one technology in grades 5 and up. The younger grades all have technology too, but they share it.
So that it's not just like, oh, sit in the corner and play a game on an app on your laptop or on your iPad. Instead, to do something meaningful and something that they can create with and engineer with and that sort of thing.
Haddad has taught technology for 13 years, most recently in a Colorado prison. School counselor Kristen Brumfield also came to Haynes from Colorado. She says she had been keeping an eye out for a job in Alaska.
Everything since I made the decision has been serendipitous. Everything has fallen into place, and it just continues to feel absolutely like this is where I'm supposed to be right now, and I feel full of joy at that.
Brumfield says she's excited to meet the students.
Building that relationship one-on-one with kids is... brings me more happiness than I ever dreamed that it would.
Back in the high school wing is the new science teacher, Ashley Hutton. She's taking over temporarily for teacher Mark Fontenot during his one-year leave.
Well, for me, I'm going to treat it like this is a long-term position because that's the only way I know how to teach and interact with the students.
Hutton grew up in Hoonah, and recently she taught science in Craig.
One of the things that I most love when it comes to teaching science is that it's such practical knowledge. I mean, you are learning how the world around you works. Students are able to see that, and so they see a lot of purpose in what they learn.
The last new face or voice we'll meet in this story is Jason Eason, the new grades 5-8 special education teacher.
I was in special ed. I'm like what I like to call a special ed success story. But I was identified with a learning disability when I was in probably third grade and had a lot of trouble reading and writing. Kind of gave me an identity in that aspect of education.
Eason recently completed his master's in education with a special education focus at University of Alaska Southeast. He says at first he wanted to teach English, but the experience he had working in a special education classroom in Juneau changed his mind.
And man, it was just so much fun. I was a little scared, you know, when I first started because you just, you know, you don't interact with that population. And then once you get in there, and it's eye-opening, and in a good way for me, that it just changed my mind, and I wanted to definitely work with a different population of students.
The first day of school is Tuesday, August 18th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.